Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life and Achievement.
We're going to talk about hope today. Say hope. Hope. H-O-P-E. It's a simple word. It's a powerful word. It is beyond the word. It is something that we all need. Say, I need hope. Say, I have hope. We have hope. And hope is the basis for the good things that we do. It's the basis for God helping us and saving us through Christ. I have here on the screen a graphic with the hope letters, the hope word. I got President Barack Obama on one side and Zayla Avant-Garde on the other side. You know, of course, who the president is. This young lady on one, the spelling bee. We'll talk about that. And I wanted to put a third picture of an airplane on there, a 747 airplane. The reason is President Obama, young lady Avant-Garde, and the 747 all represent hope. Somebody had a dream. Someone had a hope. Someone wanted to do something, and hope is what caused them to do it. And it's true for us, it's true for our children. What you have become in your life is mostly and largely by the grace of God and by the hope that you had in your heart. My wife's a school teacher because as a little girl, she wanted to be a school teacher. She saw herself that way. She had a picture. And hope is something that God inspires in us, even though we aren't aware of it sometimes. We aren't aware always of what God is doing in us. He just does it. He does it. And we become aware of it later, right? But it's good that now that we know Christ, that we can be aware on purpose of hope. All right, Colossians chapter 1. Here's our scripture for today, verse 26. The Apostle Paul wrote, "The mystery which was hidden from ages and from generations has now been revealed to his saints." Say, revealed. Revealed. All right. "To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory." Say, the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. "Him we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every one perfect in Christ Jesus." So our key text there is all that Jesus did and made available comes to us because it says Christ in you is the hope of glory. Now, the Phillips translation, let me look at the latter part of this. It says Christ in you, bringing with him the hope of all glorious things to come. Say, glorious things to come. Glorious. Now, how many of you expect good things to come? Let me see your hands. Yeah, we all want good things to come. And because good things are coming, we want to know, okay, how do those things come? Well, Christ helps us bring, helps. He brings those good things to us. All right, example of hope. Let's talk about young lady Zayla Avant-Garde. Now, we heard by now, we know last week that this young lady won the Scripps National Spelling Bee contest. We know this. But a few facts, a few things I'm going to share with you before we talk about or show you the video where she spelled the word correctly and won the championship, as it were. It was interesting for me to learn that she didn't begin competing in spelling bees until age 11. A lot of the children start early on. They start like these gymnasts start in their, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. Parents kind of, move them that way, kind of push them that way. But this young lady was different. Even her method for learning and practicing was totally different. She was not connected to the spelling bee community. wasn't a part of the whole community. Kind of remind me of the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. They didn't come up through tennis the normal way, through the tennis clubs and the country clubs. They came, their dad brought them a whole different way. Well, part of the reason was it cost too much money to go the regular way. To go the regular way for tennis or spelling bee training, it just costs way too much money. Well, what happened, her dad and her were watching a spelling bee, and they were watching it with interest. And so the dad, after this particular round of spelling bee, he asked his daughter to spell the words they just presented. I mean, he went back over, wrote the words down, had her, asked her, and she spelled all the words correctly. She spelled all the words correctly after hearing them for the first time. And now, of course, she saw a little bit of it too, but the point is she showed an aptitude, an ability early on. But more than that, this is where my message comes in. I believe what happens with children, it happened with me. Many of you had the same experience. Sometimes you see something as a child, and it makes you hope. You want it. You want the thing you're looking at. You say, yeah, I want to do that one day. Yeah, and so you see it. And that's really a hope. We'll define hope in a moment. And so this young lady, she latched on to that, not just to that, but you'll note, and we'll show you a couple examples, she holds 3 Guinness World Book records. One for juggling, I think 2 for juggling something else. And so she's also a really good basketball player. And she's a really good person, too. Amen. It helps, doesn't it? And so, long story short, she competed in the 2019 Spelling Bee, didn't have one in 2020 because of COVID. So 2 years ago, she came in 370th place, 2019 Spelling Bee. And then this year, she won the whole thing because she decided she wanted to win it. Now, because she didn't do the traditional way of learning how to spell, she won another spelling bee. Okay, she won a spelling bee and earned $10,000, which she used to pay for 2 coaches who taught her a different method. Now, just so you know, she won $50,000 with this spelling bee, so she recouped her investment, okay? So, but now, you know, of course, the other part of the story is her father. Her father, all the time, was there encouraging her, not pushing her, but identifying where her gifts were. You know, as parents, we want to see where our children's gifts lie, because they have interest in all kinds of things when they're young. So expose them to a lot of different good things, and they'll choose one later. Well, her father did that for this young lady. He encouraged his daughter with many experiences, and let her, you know, play ball and enjoy life, still be a kid. She wasn't, you know, she had a good childhood, still having a good childhood. She's 14 years old now. We talk like she's like 18, but she's 14 years old. Well, let's look now at the video and leave my sound up. I'm going to narrate, leave all the lights up too. And let's just watch. Here is the video of when she actually won the spelling bee.
So here is a championship word for Zaila Avant-Garde to win the 93rd Scripps National Spelling Bee.
So that was round 17. And now, Zaila Avant-Garde, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion. The word is Muria. It's a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees having pinnate leaves and flowers with imbricated petals. Muria.
Muria. Does this word contain like the English name Murray, which could be the name of a comedian, or just the English name in general?
I don't see that here.
Bill Murray made the spelling bee.
Maria.
That tells you she's on the right track, though.
Wait, what is Celine Trojan?
It's formed in Latin from a Swedish name.
Maria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct.
And there is your champ. The holder of three Guinness World Records and now the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee winner, Zaila Avant-Garde from Harvey, Louisiana. The first champion from that state.
What there she is with her father. Performance.
All smiles, the basketball player who nailed the buzzer beater to win it all.
Standing here on stage with this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee champion, Zaila Avant-Garde, congratulations. You are just remarkable. Now,
you
told us that you had come up with a new study method that you felt gotten you. So I was hoping you would share it with everyone here, this new study method that obviously earned you the trophy this year.
I don't know if it's new, but it's definitely something we thought of because, like, the program that I use, Spell Pundit, suddenly just slowed down. Like, it was working fine, and then it just slowed down. We don't know if it was overload from everybody studying or just my internet not working well, but we devised a way to kind of beat that, which is first by getting a big monitor so that we could, like, cut, and we have, like, two computers on the big monitor, and then we have a keyboard for each one. And so I have a keyboard here and a keyboard there, and that way I just completely, my numbers went way up. And I was, that's how I was able to do 13,000 words and stuff.
It is unbelievable. You excel in juggling, you excel at basketball, now at spelling, and you just got into this within the last 2 years. Zaila, what do you attribute your early success in this competition to?
Well, for one thing, I didn't have any more time to succeed. And
because this was your last eligibility year, right?
Yeah. And also, I guess, kind of just luck at getting words I know for the most part, except for nebita, which is a word I've always struggled with spelling. But I got it this time, so that's all that matters.
Zaila, how does it feel to be this year's Scripps National Spelling Bee champion?
Really good. I mean, I was a bit surprised. I've been warned about the confetti. but I didn't quite understand what they meant, so that was a bit surprising. And then it was, like, super exciting to win, because now I'm going to get a nice trophy, which is the best part of any win.
Well, you have excelled at everything you have tackled. Congratulations. We are all so proud of you. Zaila Avant-Garde, this year's National Spelling Bee champion. Congratulations.
Yeah, not only is Zaila a champ, the first from Louisiana, how about the first African-American champ here at the Bee, Paul?
Zaila, well, on behalf of the E.W. Scripps Company, I'm proud to name you the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee Champion and present you with the Scripps Cup.
Don't block your face. There you go.
What a moment. She juggles basketball, she juggles keyboards, yep. She dominates the dictionary.
Wow, that's an amazing moment. 14-year-old little girl, still, with all that seriousness of study, you can see that she's still a child, she's celebrated. And she is the first African-American to win in 93-year history of the Spelling Bee. Now, the second black person, because a Jamaican won the Spelling Bee, I believe it was 1998, Jamaica's Jody Ann Maxwell won the Spelling Bee in 1998. So that's a great accomplishment, and she hasn't spoken about this in terms of hope, but I understand from my perspective in scripture and living that every person, every child, success comes because one hopes for it. Let's define the word hope now. All right, what is hope? Hope is a picture of something good. Say, hope is a picture of something good that can happen. We'll come back to the example here. Number two, hope is confident expectation. Say, confident expectation. So I expect it, and I'm confident in it. Three, hope is anticipation of good. Say, anticipation of good. And fourth, hope is belief that something is obtainable. Say, hope is belief that something is obtainable. All right. Now, so it's a picture, okay? And like I said earlier, we had, as children, things in our minds that kind of motivated us to move in that direction. And many of us have, you know, now careers or at least activities and things we enjoy doing because we saw it. We had a picture of it in our mind. Now I want to show you now an example of the 747 airplane. We know that this airplane is at one time was the biggest airplane, biggest passenger airplane in the world. And this plane was actually conceived, really, it was two men who made a gentleman's agreement. One of them was the owner of Boeing, a man named Bill Allen. Other one was an airline owner of Pan Am Airlines, was Juan Trip. And so they were talking about the need for a big airplane. And then one of their team drew an illustration on the back of a napkin. The airplane began with an illustration, a drawing on the back of a napkin. And then, of course, they made the drawings from it, that sketch, in which Bill Allen liked it, Juan Trip liked it, and it came down to a point where Juan Trip said, if you build it, I'll buy it. And they shook on it. Gentleman's agreement. Now, I'm sure all the contracts came in later, but they had a hope of building up an airplane that could, you know, fly lots of people at one time. It's hard for us to imagine back in 1966, when this was conceived, airplanes were nowhere near as big as 747 became. So that they agreed. They had hope. And they put their engineers and designers on it. They designed it. And, of course, we know the rest is history. Now, let's watch the video. I'm going to comment on it while it's playing. Watch this video. It's a person drawing a 747. And at the end of it, you'll see what it becomes.
Everything begins with a designer. That's something also to hope for, is to be a designer. So here is the sketch being made of the 747 airplane. We know that it began with a sketch on the back of a napkin, but this is a drawing I just discovered on the YouTube to illustrate how designs start. And understand too that when you're designing, we don't use computers, we use pen, pencil, and paper. There's no better connection from your mind to paper than a pen. Keyboards and mice and all that get in the way of the creative process. Just a little note to you from my design training. And so this person is drawing the 747. Now watch what happens in the transition here for this particular video. All right, the drawing is just about done. And now we're showing the presidential limousine is rolling up to a real live 747, in this case, Air Force One. Air Force One is a modified 747. And so hope also made a president. Here's President Obama boarding Air Force One when he was president. What began as a drawing became an airplane that would fly future presidents, including the first African-American president. again, the power of hope. So hope becomes reality. Keep that in mind, that your hope, your thoughts, your notes, your sketches, your ideas can become reality. So here's 747 Air Force One taking off with President Obama and others aboard.
So again, what is hope? It's a picture of something good that can happen. It's confident expectation, anticipation of good, belief that something is obtainable. Say, I believe that my dreams are obtainable. All right, where does hope come from? Let's talk about this. Hope comes, first of all, from God. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 48, it says, remember the word to your servant upon which you've caused me to hope. You know, people and God, I'll say, tells us things, shows us things. Then he says, you can do this. You can have this. What I'm saying here now, you can have it. That's what God says. What I'm saying, you can have it. And I'll help you have or gain the tools, the motivation, the desire to have it. First, again, from God. Second, we gain hope from our parents. Say, our parents. Yeah, our parents. Thank God. Our parents, now we underestimate, you know, their contribution, because parents don't do all this for recognition, but it's obvious that you are the man, the woman your parents have trained you to become. And sometimes in spite of things too, but God used them one way or another, didn't he? And I got vivid memories, and my dad's right here in front of me while I'm preaching. My mom, you knew, and they inspired me. I received a lot of encouragement. I mean, I was so encouraged, I thought I could do anything. I thought I could do, you could do anything. Yes, I can. Then you find out reality is different than the dream, you know what I'm saying? But it's good to have the right mindset, to grow up at least believing, right? Number three, and then from significant others in your life. This will be your grandparents, your father-like ones, mother-like ones, your coaches, your teachers, especially teachers. Our teachers are really huge in our lives. So hope comes from God, from parents, and from significant others. So now, here's the part of the interactive part of today's lesson, okay? Now, here's the question on the screen is, what is your hope? What is your hope? And with this, what I want to do with this is ask you to just interact and share with us all, and with, you know, with your, say it, share with us what your hope is, one of your hopes. One of my hopes, we have more than one, pastor's hope is to help people follow Christ. That's one of my hopes, okay? And a personal hope would be to get healthier. That's a personal hope. So let me ask you, let's start here. Let me see who wants to go first here. Let me get, I'll start with, not with the youngest, but a young person. All right, Galen. What is your hope? Yeah, okay. All right, I'll say a job you can love, right? Something short, okay, yeah. And that is a key, by the way. Always try to get into a job you can love. Now, we don't start there. You got those jobs you don't like. But the goal is get into a job you can love, okay, and enjoy, okay? All right. Okay, let's go now to some of the younger ones here. Who do you think, Brother Adrian? Who's the outspoken one there? Okay, what's your name? Oh, A-E?
Yeah.
D? A-N. Okay, what is your hope, Aiden? Can't hear you.
To help you follow people and God.
Well, I'm going to say to help people, okay, for now. That's good. All right, thank you, Aiden. Get it up for Aiden. Come get it up for Aiden. He's on, I put him on the spot. They did it well. Okay. All right. Who else? Yes. What's your name? Aaron. Spell it. A-E-R-Y-N. All right. What's your hope? Help people get the help they need? All right. That's good. People. Help people get the help they need. All right. I'll say help needed. Okay, so this is good. It's good to voice your hopes like this. It's good to say what you're thinking, okay? All right, Nora, you got a hope? What do you hope for? To be a what? To be a vet, veterinarian.
And I know that part of my granddaughter's response was that she does enjoy animals, including our former cat, Riley. And we also had spent 3 hours at the zoo on yesterday. And she also enjoys visiting their zoo in Fort Wayne with her parents.
Now, a couple more. Let's get us older folks in here. Y'all still have hope, right? Oh, another one? You going? Come on. What's your name?
Carrie.
Okay. With an I, the girl spelling, excuse me. The girl spelling, okay. What's your hope? To be successful in life. And you will be. You already are successful, okay? You're going to a different level of success, right? You succeed in school, you succeed after school, on the job, succeed in relationship, just keep on succeeding. One after another, okay, to be successful in life. Okay, let me get one more from the rest of us, amen. So who wants to give me one more here from the adults? Okay, Selena. Amen. Keep it real. Get everyone vaccinated. We're going to get you a vaccination kit. We're going to send you out. Okay, so thank you for responses, and all of us could have shared something. Please think like this. What you desire, it tends to come. What you expect, it tends to come. I think I told you before, someone did a study of people who lived to be 100 years old or more and trying to find out what was the secret to their longevity. And research came back and said they expected to live a long time. Now, of course, there's issues, health and all that, genetics, but the research came back and said the most important factor was they expected a long and a good life. And that's a function of hope, isn't it? All right, thank you so much. Let's go back to, so I want to talk about how does hope work? And I think that sometime, you know, we look at talented people and successful people and think that it kind of just fell out of the sky. But no one succeeds without putting work in. Amen. Now, please understand that. Even talented people need a lot of work to bring out the talent. You all know people who are talented who didn't come to the fullness because they thought talent alone would carry them, and it does not, as people wrongly believe. Now, what you haven't seen, I've looked for examples of her. I didn't see any examples of her studying. She said she had 2 computers and 2 keyboards, doing 13,000 words a day, that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? And being mentored by the coaches. Now, you don't see that. That, you know, that's like you don't want to see all that goes behind, goes into getting that level of proficiency. But be assured, all of you, everyone you know who's good at something, they've put lots and lots of time in. There's a book out there called The Talent Code. You should get that book and read it. I forget the name of the author, Talent Code. He says the key to successful people, and people we say gifted and talented people, is something called the rage to master. The rage to master. And people are good at things. They have this motivation, which you can't teach that. You can encourage it. You can't teach people to work hard at things. All right, now here's another video of Zaila with one of her other passions, juggling. Let's watch this video of her juggling.
Now this is remarkable. Now this is one of her skills for which she has a Guinness World Book record. Actually, she has three Guinness World Book records. Here she's riding a unicycle, dribbling, juggling. Obviously a very skilled young lady. Some might just say she's talented, but this is more than talent. Talent is only a start and a beginning. Have to put the work in. And this is something we can't imagine how hard this young lady has worked to gain these skills. Both these physical skills, her mental skills, requires an amazing amount of work, practice. Now, she also is a basketball player. We didn't show that, but she is a very good youth basketball player. Now, here she is standing on a ball while she's dribbling, balancing. So her balance is amazing, hand-eye coordination. Yeah, this is exceptional. And I dare say, we understand the importance of hard work. But you have to start with something, right? So we know that she has an aptitude. And now if you listen to the podcast, you'll need to check out the video that's also linked to the podcast to be able to see what I'm talking about. Unicycle and dribbling, unicycle, standing on two balls while juggling. Again, hope that obviously, well, now she's blindfolded, oh my goodness. While she hasn't spoken about this, it's pretty clear that she envisioned doing this. And that's the point I'm making about hope. Hope is a picture. And she obviously has a lot of hope in what she wanted to do and is now doing. Amazing.
Yeah. I read a quote here that says, usually to be as good as Zaila, you have to be well connected to the spelling community. You have to have been doing it for many years. One coach said, it was like a mystery. Like, is this person even real? Yes. And you can't figure it out. Isn't that frustrating? You cannot figure her out. So again, where does hope come from? It comes from God. Come from parents. Come from others in your life. And mostly, I'll say, it comes from your desire. Desire of your own heart. All right, two more slides and we're done. So here's the last two points. First of all, Jesus will help you. That's why he came. He'll help you. You don't have to win a spelling bee or get a World Book record to be important in life. Just be the best version of yourself. Be the best version of you. See, I will be. The best version of me. That's enough. But celebrate. We do celebrate those who go the extra step, extra mile, who make the best use of their talents and gifts. And here's the reason why we can have this kind of hope. Philippians 4:13 says, the Apostle Paul wrote and said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Everybody say it. Come on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So I trust you will let the Lord cultivate and cultivate is like a gardening term, right? You plant the seed, you cultivate the ground. Let the Lord cultivate hope in you. because there's so much in this world that makes us afraid, that makes us think we can't do things. People say you can't do this, can't, shouldn't do that. But it's important to stay focused on your own heart's desire and then stay connected to God. He makes all things possible. Amen?
Amen.
Father, thank you for this time in the Word today. Thank you for inspiring us and encouraging us today, Lord, and helping us, especially our young children, our young people, our children, Lord God, to have hope. And Lord, to not succumb, Lord, to the messages that want to discourage them, that want to surround them with low expectation. But no, Lord, we expect a lot. We expect much from our young people, from our children, our grandchildren, children, because, Lord, you have blessed them. And parents have invested and blessed the children. Lord, thank you for helping all of us, Lord, come up to a greater level of hope through Christ. Because as Paul said, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.